Or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites. I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita, or call 859-368-9265. Experimat, computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Hey, Dan.
We made it. We made it in here.
It was. I was close. I was close to not, and not even calling in.
Just don't even call.
Just
let Brad deal with it. Yeah. I mean, there are so many times as a Kentucky football fan that you have seen the oddest, most peculiar ways to lose a game.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the Iowa-Penn State game. I'm sorry.
And that last night was new. It was another new one.
It's stranger than fiction. I mean, it's just you can't make up in your head, I bet we'll lose by leaving two receivers completely uncovered for touchdowns. Twice.
I just said to you before this show started, when was the last time you can remember watching any football game?
Any football game.
Not just UK, any football game, and seeing just one receiver completely uncovered where there's no one on him. Twice, though. Twice.
Twice.
I cannot think. Maybe I've not watched enough football, but a UK game, I cannot remember that. So it was another new way to lose.
So the second time, and it's just ridiculous that we have to separate which uncovered receiver touchdown we're talking about here, but the second one, if a minute before that happens, they've got the cameras on Stoops and the ref, and Stoops is talking to him, and he says, okay, at whatever time, I'm going to call a timeout.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And tells the ref, I'm going to call a timeout. Right. And I'm assuming it's before the snap of that play, correct? Like, he already lets the ref know, I'm calling a timeout here.
Yeah.
How did we not get that timeout?
I don't know. I can remember I almost tweeted at that moment, I thought was lip-reading Mark Stoops. He says to the ref, can you go ahead and do that triple zero thing that you did with the clock a couple years ago in Gainesville? Just go ahead and do that now real quick here before they score.
But did you do you remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember Stoops?
Yeah.
You can clearly see him saying, "I'm going to call a timeout here." Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
There were so many different things. I mean, the high snap after the big play.
Well, the three high snaps in a row.
Yeah. But the one that takes you
back 20 yards.
Yeah. So, I mean, you should have had a touchdown there. You don't get a touchdown there. They bring out Luke Del Rio. You pick him off.
Yeah, I mean,
Steven Johnson and your offense has been moving the ball the entire game. Steven Johnson, we're now in game 4 of his second season. He hasn't done the bonehead stuff. He hasn't turned the ball over every time someone gets close to him in the backfield.
Look, through 2.5 quarters, the offensive game plan was lit.
So you trust Steven Johnson, don't you? You trust him now, right?
I do.
You shouldn't have that issue of trusting the ball in his hands in the second half of the game. That shouldn't be a question. Yet it was. Clearly, they were afraid to play the way they had been playing that got them the lead that they got. They stopped playing that way. You get the interception. You've got great field position. Instead of capitalizing, you just hand it off up the middle 3 times. They didn't do that the entire game. Then
it is so maddening.
4th and 3, you hold them. You run the ball again 3 times and kick it. I think you had the ball for 1:18 there at one point. I mean, so you're not even burning clock. You have to let Steven Johnson be Steven Johnson. You have to. If you want to win games and not just try to avoid losing. That was Herm Edwards says, you play to win the game. Yeah. You don't play not to lose. They played not to lose at the end.
Is it just like, I'm done with moral victories. I'm done with.
Yeah, forget that.
I'm done with, we looked every bit the part physically able to compete with Florida as we ever have. Like, okay, yeah.
That's where when we start hammering Stoops for these 2 hours, that's where we can give him credit, is that he did build a roster that looks as good as Florida's.
Yes, but in game, we're still a long ways away, coaching-wise. In game.
Yeah. It's a problem. It's a problem when a receiver 3 yards away from you,
and you've got how many coaches? You've got guys up in the box. You've got guys on the field.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, we had just noticed it. How would you just freaking notice it? You've got at least one coach for every player that's on the field for Florida. Just assign one to look at each one. And then you can see that there was nobody on Cleveland. No,
everyone saw it except the people who needed to see it. And when UK's players, they're like kind of chattering back and forth. There is a freeze frame of that moment. And you see the receiver for Florida. This is the first one I'm talking about. You know, he's got his hands up like, look at this.
Both times.
Yeah.
The second time he's waving too.
Yeah.
Arms in the air. I'm wide open and nobody's going to cover me.
So
it's
when he has his hands up.
They're not even disguising it.
You look at UK's defense. And there's two players on UK's defense looking at each other with their arms stretched out like, what are we doing? What are we supposed to do? Someone pushes Beatty, pushes him, get out there. And he just goes a little bit more. He doesn't go all the way out. It is just mind-blowing. Now Stoops explained that one, they just didn't see it, that they were worried about the set. They were worried about the formation, the unbalanced set that had given him trouble. And so he was so focused toward the middle of the field that he didn't see 3 yards away from him a receiver with nobody on him. The second one he said is...
But my thing is, how does nobody see that?
Right.
Mark Stoops
is
not the only coach on the field or up in the box. I mean, there's a bunch of them. How does nobody see it? They got headsets on. Someone yell at him. Hey,
yeah.
It's beyond me.
They must have all just been busy doing their own thing, you know? That they're just not looking down on the field at that moment. I guess, you know?
It wasn't an important moment to be looking on the field, so I get it.
How many guys are over there, by the way? Not only do you have the coaches, the actual coaches, the assistant coaches, all that. You have grad assistants. You have an equipment manager. You have
80 other players who I assume at least half are watching the game.
You have just football administrator people. And give Tom Leach a phone straight to Stoops. Just like a little Stoops, he's uncovered. Right in front of you, Stoops. Right in front of you, coach. Just somebody has to help. Hey, you've got the get back coach, right? The strength and conditioning coach is standing there, supposed to help to get him back. He could have told him, "Hey, Mark, look." Oh no!
And you don't even have to tell him what's going on, right? Just say, "Call a timeout."
Yeah.
Timeout. 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 Call a timeout.
He said he tried to. It was too late.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice he tried to. It was too late. Twice.
On the second one, I understand this a little more, but it's still not a good idea. It's still, is they like to kind of wait to the last minute to see what the offense looks like and then make a quick personnel switch. But in that situation, you don't do that. So they brought out
two
corners.
Or you got to at least have 11 guys on the field. Like, let's at least have 11.
That was it. They did have 11. Two cornerbacks came off, and only one guy went back on, and they were caught. So the guy who was supposed to be covering him was not on the field.
I mean.
And again, it was too late to call a timeout. And Stoops said, "Well, we just should have stuck with the personnel we had." Yeah. Yeah, you think? Let's not get too cute here. It's only a 30-year losing streak to one team that you've been whipping the whole game. And Mary Jo, the thing is, that's only just two things that we're focused on. There are three, four other things.
Yeah.
That reasons Kentucky lost the game. The third and six. There is a freeze frame of that where the guy catches the ball at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Chris Westry is almost on top
of him. He's right there.
Mike Edwards is coming up in support. When you look at the 10 yards between the receiver and the first down marker, it's him and four UK players separating him from a first down. And Westry, I mean, he's good enough. He's probably going to get a chance in the NFL. Mike Edwards is definitely going to get drafted. So it's not like these are a couple of backups in there or something.
No, I know.
And it's still, the kid gets the first down.
Yeah.
We already mentioned the play calling going conservative all of a sudden. There's another thing that's killed you. The bad snaps kill you.
Bad snaps.
And then, I just don't know if that holding call happens to another team. I just don't know that it happens. You know, why didn't it happen to Florida last week when they threw their Hail Mary?
I would like to think that, Dan, but the play before that, we got the roughing the passer call.
Yeah.
Which means, you know, and that was the thing that put us in that position to be in there to kick a field goal, you know, be in field goal range. So, yeah. I mean, we did get a call go our way right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just...
If you look at the play,
they had every
Haynes,
opportunity to win. Every opportunity to win that game.
You could call a hold. You could call a hold. There's no doubt. It's not... But it wasn't like a blatant, like, oh my gosh. Like, again, another freeze frame that I've seen is Nick Haynes does have his hand out on the shoulder of the Florida center. And so that's kind of a key for refs when they see the hand out around the shoulder. But his hand doesn't have a handful of jersey. And the Florida player turns his back. So it makes it look like it's much worse. But he had him blocked. Benny Snell was by. That was that. And he throws
it. But even as much as I just can't stand the smugness of Jordan Rogers. Mm. He did say over and over again, the play is by you now. You have to let it go. Mm-hmm. You have to at that point. I don't know.
Ugh. Well, let's play Nick Haynes. Because I got to tell you something. For him to have, and the media mentioned this, I think Jen Smith, I saw John Hale say something about this. Look, Nick Haynes, you saw him on after that play. He was destroyed. Destroyed.
He knew.
Yeah.
He knew.
So now you go into the locker room. It's crickets in there. Everybody feels sick. You know. He takes a shower. He could go home. Nobody says he has to come out and talk about that. And he did anyway. So that says a lot about him. To go face the people who are going to be asking him about his mistake. So play Nick Haynes. Here's what he said.
When a flag flies in that situation, does it begin to feel?
It's heartbreaking, you know, because you pour your heart out in the game. You get, they go down and score. You get a two-minute opportunity with 49 seconds left. You drive down the field. You get a position to make, you know, a fifth-year senior make a kick that he can make all the time. You know, and a BS call gets made, and that's just how the game ended, you know. I mean, it sucks, but at the same time, we got to put it behind us and fight next week.
Yeah. There you go.
Watching that game, it's just like, you know what's coming. You don't know how it's going to happen. You know what's coming. But there were definitely times where I'm like, oh, God, this is gonna be the night. After that interception.
That's it. That was the moment.
I thought, this is the moment. It is going to happen.
At that moment, when they go to Luke Del Rio, which is kind of a desperation move to me, they're signaling, oh, we got to try something, anything. And they pick, Darius West picks off Luke Del Rio, and he returns it to midfield. I'm like, this is it. Kentucky's going to go down and score.
This is happening.
And this game's going to be done. And then when Florida makes it a six-point game, I'm like, well, this is it. This is the 31 years in a row now.
Like, well, I wonder how they're going to score. Because they will.
Yeah,
they're going to score. I just don't know how it is going to happen, but they will.
All right, we got the phone lines are full right now. We'll get to Jeff and Dennis right after this break. Get to you two, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. These are the nights to
never die. Father told me. Cheer on Joey Votto and your Cincinnati Reds when they take on Andrew Benintendi and the Boston Red Sox at Great American Ballpark, September 22nd through the 24th. Presented by Hershey's Reese's. Catch all the action for as low as $12. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS or visit Reds.com. That's 513-381-REDS or Reds.com.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Say my name.
Fall is here. The leaves are clogging your gutters, and cleaning them can be a very messy, dangerous, time-consuming, and expensive problem. With Gutter Helmet, the nation's number one gutter protection, you will never clean your gutters again. Gutter Helmet prevents water damage and keeps gutters free of leaves and debris. Guaranteed for life. Call and save 20% at 859-554-2449 or online at classichomecenter.net.
Hi, folks. Richard Lomerson, owner of Gutter Helmet. Ask for it by name. Gutter Helmet.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent. A sandbag. A doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. PAWS relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSpets.org.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day. But you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. PAWS relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSpets.org.
Looking for healthy, homemade food in a humble, hospitable environment? Look no further than Skewers in Lexington. Delicious, authentic Mediterranean menu items including salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and many more. We also feature combo trays of locally purchased meats and produce, and we cater party orders. Visit us at 130 West Tiverton Way or order online at www.skewerslexington.com or by phone and have any of our delicious food delivered straight to you. Skewers, the only authentic Mediterranean food in this area.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Of course I remember this song. Is this an 86 song?
Because
I was trying to figure out where the...
On Friday, my radio brilliance and planning thought, hey, let's get all 1986 songs from the Billboard Top 100. And I texted a big long list to Brad, which I'm sure he appreciated on Friday. I was like, oh, yeah, thanks, Dan. Let me go in here and look up all these songs for you and put them in the system.
Can you imagine why this song was popular?
Rock Me Amadeus. I have no idea.
This one and Putting on the Ritz were both like the stupidest things ever. If you don't know where you can go to, you can go to our fashion sets.
Yeah.
Putting on the Ritz. Does anyone remember that song?
For me, it's up there with Tracy Chapman's Fast
right
Car.
Now.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the phones. Let's just... Jeff's been waiting a while. Good morning, Jeff.
Jeff's been waiting 31 years, like we all have.
And 25 minutes.
I'll say this, Mary Jo. I was 16 last time that Kentucky beat Florida in football. So if that ages me any. And the first Kentucky football team that I remember was 1982 when Jerry Claiborne was coach. That's the first team I remember. So I've been a fan for, like I say, this is 35 years now. I've been a Kentucky football fan, and this has to be one of the worst losses in the history that I've been watching Kentucky football over the years. And
Is it worse than the LSU game? Is it worse than that one, you think?
I guess the reason why it's worse is like you guys say, because of the streak.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. That's why, and probably one of the best wins that I ever experienced. And I wasn't in the stadium or anything. I live in Tennessee, so I don't get up there very much. I have relatives that live up there. My father was born and raised in Winchester, Kentucky. So he introduced me to Kentucky athletics and football and basketball and everything else. And I know you guys have had a few L8s, so and everything in your lifetime. So
yeah.
But
beer cheese festival.
But we've since beaten LSU in a critical time. Yeah, so that's.
I know we have, but the biggest win that I'll say that I know the bowl wins are huge too. But the biggest regular season win that I've experienced as a Kentucky football fan was 2011 when Kentucky beat Tennessee.
Yeah,
with Matt Rourke, a wide receiver, and that helped Tennessee fire Derek Dooley. And I'm hoping this year that Kentucky can beat Tennessee in football, so they can maybe they'll fire
Butch Jones. Yeah,
I don't know, but I did want to ask you guys a couple of quick things. Mary Jo, you said the Tennessee UMass game wouldn't be interesting. Your comments on that?
that almost got Butch Jones fired. Right. I guess
you know if they'd had their starting quarterback went out yesterday. If they'd had their starting quarterback. He could throw the football. They might have beat them yesterday.
Look, I don't think Tennessee is a very good football team. I think we see after yesterday that South Carolina is probably not a very good football team, or they have quit. But they beat NC State, right? The first game of the season, South Carolina didn't. NC State has gone on to, they had a huge win yesterday. They beat Florida State.
I saw someone who was covering that game or something. National media said it wasn't the quarterback. Wasn't the reason that Florida State lost that game.
Yeah. So college football is the greatest sport in the world for this reason, because we have these games. But the thing that hurts me the most about this Florida game is that it would not have been a fluke.
Yeah.
Like we would have just dominated that game.
And it was symbolic.
And rightfully so. The whole... Like, it felt like the whole fan base was all on board, all in, standing up the whole game, right there with it. Like, it was supposed to happen because we were the better team, and it wouldn't have been like, oh, Florida choked in Kentucky, or we won with a wide receiver at quarterback, and Tennessee sucks. You know, it wasn't flukish.
I'll just say this real fast. The atmosphere in Kroger Field, or whatever you want to call it, Conway Stadium, they're not going to duplicate that this year. I don't think after what happened last night, they're not going to.
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
who would it be for?
It's not going to be
honest.
We're spent.
To be honest, next week. I think they might draw maybe 50,000, a little over 50,000 next week. I don't think they draw anywhere near what they last night.
Oh, no, they're not going to sell it out, because it's Eastern Michigan, and then you just...
You just poured your heart and soul into this game.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good weekend.
All right. I got to say, in my time watching, because I remember my first Kentucky game, it was 87 or 88 at Commonwealth Stadium against Tennessee, which, of course, Kentucky lost, because... That was early on in that streak. And since then, I'm trying to think of what would hurt more. Like, the LSU game, what hurt was is that they already celebrated.
Yes.
Because LSU was not highly ranked. It wasn't, you know.
And I think we were coming off a 2-win season the year before.
And that team also was ineligible for postseason.
Yes.
So,
because we went 7-5 that year and couldn't play.
So that, in the grand scheme of things, it's just embarrassing.
Yeah, that was hurtful. More. It was more embarrassing than it was heartbreaking.
Last night was embarrassing and heartbreaking.
The Tennessee, the four overtime loss at home to Tennessee with Jacob Tammy and that whole crew.
That was painful.
That was painful.
Because that was a special season. It could have been more special. It was special, but it could have been even more special.
And because it's just overtime. You know.
If you could have added the Tennessee win to that, if you could have, did they lose to Mississippi State that year?
Yes, they did.
I didn't go to that game and said, it's horrible weather, it's Miss State not going, and they laid an egg.
Yeah, and because honestly, like, that team is so beloved.
Yeah.
And those were the guys you wanted to see end the streak. Not that...
Oh, here's Jacob Tammy on cue.
I'm not kidding you. He just tweeted, toughest loss I've seen felt since my own senior night when we got beat in four overtimes to Tennessee.
We are kindred spirits.
Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is on the line. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. How's everybody on this sad, sad, sad Kentucky Blue morning?
Well, I tell you, Dunkin' Donuts coffee sure does help.
It sure does. Things that I've seen, because, you know, every fan has a different perspective, okay? When are we going to get a coach that plays full throttle for four quarters?
Right. To win the game.
Steve Spurrier is the perfect example. Steve Spurrier doesn't care if you thought, God, you're not being kind. You know what? He's there to win the game. I'm just like, you know, you played not to lose.
Yeah.
Instead of you played to win.
Yeah.
McElwain looked like he was dumbfounded.
He was almost apologizing for winning.
I thought he was going to cry in the post-game interview. He was like choked up.
Yeah. Like, guys, I know it's been 30 years. You should have won that game. I'm sorry.
But 5 minutes before that, he had the biggest bleep-eating grin on his face.
Yeah.
Smirk on the sidelines, with talking to one of his players like, yeah, God, they're still Kentucky.
At that moment, I said, go hump a shark.
Yeah, they're still Kentucky.
When are we going to start seeing more of Limbo?
Well, I mean, it's, again, playing not to lose. It's, we don't want to put him in a situation where he could make a mistake that would cost us the game. And
but he was in a situation where something terrible could have happened because stuff was not going right, and he still made the pass, and Saheem King still caught it, and it was still, you know, something fun to watch. Like, we just totally went away from him. Totally.
And my last little perspective is, when you got in the field goal range, just kicked it right there.
There was 6 seconds left, right?
Right.
And we tried to get a couple more yards. I just don't think you're thinking about getting a 10-yard penalty there. I don't know. It's tough to kick the field goal and leave. I don't know.
I don't fault that. I can't fault that.
But in hindsight, you're like, oh, we should have just kicked the field goal right then. But I don't think any coach kicks it right then. I think everyone takes one more play.
I fault a minute and 18 three and out possession when you needed to eat clock, and you didn't try to get the – I fault after the interception, getting the ball at midfield and running it three in a row, being, you know, just getting away from everything you've been doing. And it just says to me – we're afraid of Steven Johnson losing the game. Steven Johnson wins the game. He's the reason you're winning. And it was saying to me, we don't want to do something stupid like throw an interception. Well,
I saw a fire in his eyes last night on a few plays looking at the sideline, and you could tell, you know, no, we don't want to lose. I want to win.
Yeah. Let the kid go win the game.
And what was it, Bunchy Stallings screaming at Stoops?
Well, I think what happened was, Dick Gabriel for the UK radio network, he said that he talked to a Florida staff member and was told that Bunchy thought that he was spit on. And so when he gets mad there, you know, he's got a chance to cost UK a penalty and hurt the team. And so I think that's where that's coming from. And Bunchy's probably like, I don't care.
Listen up, every single team that we play from here on out. Try to taunt him, because if he gets mad, he will not be able to snap the ball.
Oh, well.
You got to be able to take that, right? Like, I don't think that anybody should get spit on. I get that. But I am sure at the line of scrimmage, there is a lot of trash being talked. There's a lot of your mama this or that. In dog piles, there's stuff going on. Like, if it makes you unable to do the one job, you got one job, and that's to snap the ball right there. If it makes you unable to do that, then you something's got to be fixed.
But, you know, season's not over.
It's not. Painful. No.
No, you're 3-1, okay. You know, you
and the next two games are totally winnable.
So, you know,
well,
right
look,
now.
I made this point, I think, yesterday on Twitter. I was saying Kentucky was better than Florida and lost the game, all right?
They're better than Missouri. They're better than Tennessee.
No, they're way better than Missouri. God, Missouri's the worst.
Vanderbilt, that thing happened to them yesterday, but they have looked good other than that. So I'm not sure if Kentucky's better than Vanderbilt or not, but you like to think they are. Better than Mississippi State? I don't know yet. LSU looks suspect against Syracuse at home. But, I mean, Georgia put the beat down on Mississippi State. So I don't know. But that game's down there.
I just think any hopes of winning the East went away yesterday.
Yeah. Ole Miss is here. I mean, you still got a chance to run the table. Well, not run
the
table.
Well, you can win 7 games.
Yeah, you can't. You're not going to win at Georgia. I mean, good grief. Georgia is just... Georgia might have a shot at Alabama.
But, I mean, I think 7 games is totally a reasonable expectation, which at the beginning of the season, 7-8 games is what people are thinking anyways.
You can still beat Louisville.
But this hurts right now, yeah.
You can still beat Louisville here Thanksgiving weekend. That can still happen. You can still go to a decent bowl game. But the East, I really do think.
The East is done now, yeah. I think.
Yeah, no. But anyway, hey, listen, you know, it is what it is. It was what it was. Now it's just come back next week.
And it probably will be.
What it will be.
What it will be.
And what it will be. So you all have a good day.
Hey, right, thank you, Dennis.
You know, I'm not going to completely give up on the East yet because you know who beats Georgia all the time? Florida. All the time.
Okay, but so then what? So then Florida wins the East. I mean, it's going to be Florida or Georgia. It's Kentucky is not going to factor in winning the East anymore.
Florida's going to lose to somebody to make it a mess. And then Kentucky will go to Georgia the week before Thanksgiving. In the final SEC game.
You just said they're not going to win that game, Dave.
I know. With the chance to possibly win the East. That still can happen. Crazy stuff happens during the season.
Crazy stuff happened last night to take us out of winning the East.
I'm not going to completely give up on that yet. But
I'm not giving up on a 7 or 8 win season. That could definitely happen. But I just don't see us... winning the East now.
Yeah. I don't see us winning the East, but I'm saying there's a chance, Mary Jo. We got to take a break. 381-1313 if you want to get in here and talk about it. We're going to talk at 10 o'clock to Adam Lefko, our buddy who used to work at WHAS 11 in Louisville. Now he works for Bleacher Report, living the dream up there in Manhattan. And he's got some good stories to tell. Plus, it just so happens... there's some stuff going on in the NFL that maybe Adam could talk about since he covers it for Bleacher Report. We'll get to that with him here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good, others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent. A sandbag. A doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
Sports. You love it. We love it. My kids love it. Even Weird Steve in sales loves it. You know, Weird Steve, the dude who always has that big glob of spit in the corner of his mouth.
Ew.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh. So I guess the next time I'll hear this NXS song will be next year when we play all the songs from 86 again, wondering when we'll win.
You know, crazy enough, I heard this on a national sports talk show this morning. And when they played it, I was like, hey, that's a song from 1986.
I loved NXS. Yeah.
They were kind of cool.
They were great.
That poor guy. I don't even know his name. But, yeah.
Is it Michael Hutchins or something like that?
You could say it and I would go. Okay. Yeah. All right. Listen, Benny Snell, I think, had some comments that were awfully telling. He sums it up pretty much right here. Listen to Benny Snell.
Like I said before, I knew we were the better team on all sides of the ball, including special teams. So, you know, we came up short and beat ourselves. And that's just that. But I feel like that's a win on us. So.
Yeah, that's it right there. Better on all sides of the ball.
Yeah.
The better team. The players know it. They see it. Now, the good news is the players did say, we're coming back. You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger type attitude. They have that attitude, which is good to see.
I mean, you have to, right?
Yeah.
Just like, so what's worse? And take streaks away, right? Take all streaks away and then... And the Florida-Kentucky thing, would you rather lose the way Kentucky did yesterday or the way Vandy did yesterday? After both sides are, like, hyped up, right? Because yeah. They have got the SEC Network at Vandy. They're anchored down. Alabama, you're next. The whole nine. And then it's 59-0. And Damian Harris, by the way, had a whale of a game.
Gosh. He sure did. Well... Well, it's so tough because it's so, so sickening to know that you should have won the game and it didn't have the what if thing. Well, if it's 59-0, there is no what if. It's our program
we are not there.
Yeah, our program's not where we thought it was. That's what's so frustrating is that this roster that Stoops has put together has players every bit as talented as Florida's. Man to man.
Well, quarterback position.
Better.
Better.
Running back.
Better.
Yeah. That's what kills you. So, for everybody who wants to, well, I mean, the coaching staff deserves the criticism that it's getting today. But you do have to remember they wouldn't even be in this situation without the coaches that got the players to come here to do that. They're close. They're close to figuring it out. They just can't continue to make bonehead mistakes like this. And
well, and the coaching staff, I think, did let these guys down.
They did. Yeah. We could sit here and armchair quarterback the whole thing, but the bottom line is anyone will tell you, you can't allow that to happen twice with the uncovered receiver.
Twice.
Yeah, the conservative play calling, you need to get rid of that, but that's armchair quarterbacking.
Twice.
The holding penalty, you don't want that to happen. Could it have gone either way? Yeah, but again, that's hindsight stuff.
It's the two.
It's two.
It's the two touchdowns with uncovered receivers. Tim is on the line. Good morning, Tim. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
I can't believe y'all close to Florida. This is a for them. This is the worst team they've had in 20 years.
What, Florida, the worst team they've had in 20 years? Do you not remember Ron Zook? You don't remember him? And that was less than 20 years ago.
Yeah, and they beat y'all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, those Ron Zook teams beat y'all.
Florida is still more competitive than Kentucky year after year after year. And they've, like Greg Nord said the other day, he said, Florida's an elite program. They are. They're an elite program. Kentucky is not an elite program. So to see that you've got players that are up to that level makes you think that Kentucky's got a chance to change, to move forward, to take a step forward, and
but
they just couldn't do it.
30 years is ridiculous.
Of course
it
is.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. What are you driving, a semi? You got an 18-wheeler going with the windows open?
No, I'm in my car, but I mean, my windows are closed. But Florida didn't really have their best players on the field. Like, that transfer Zaire from Notre Dame, he's better than either quarterback that played for Florida last night. I don't know why.
They didn't play him, though. They don't think that. How do you know he's better? They think two other guys are better. Their own coaches. They see him practice every day.
Did you see him play? He could have went pro. Now, you telling me Del Rio or Franks could go pro right now? No way.
I'm not telling you that. I'm saying Jim McElwain and that coaching staff is telling all of us that.
I mean, they must think something, right? Because they made a quarterback change. They didn't stick with one guy, and they still didn't put Zaire in.
Yeah.
But the reason why is this baby came in late in the system. He's better quarterback than them guys before.
Tim, I seriously would like to debate whatever it is you're trying to tell us, but you keep breaking up. I don't know what you just said right there.
I wish connection. I'm saying is a veteran. He
all right, sorry, Tim. We can't do it. We can't.
I mean, I just don't know what he's saying. Zaire's a better quarterback. It's a moot point. Anyone looks like a good quarterback if there's literally you're just standing there by yourself, and then you throw a ball to someone else who is standing there by yourself themselves. So that makes offense look easy, right? I mean, I can do that.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I guess maybe he's saying Florida is down.
And they're not. Yeah, they're not. They are. Then they've got those 10 guys that are not playing. Yeah. You know, I get that. Yeah.
So he's saying it's no measuring stick for Kentucky.
But
I disagree
you're right.
With that.
There have been other years where Florida hasn't been that great. And Kentucky still hasn't beaten them.
Yeah.
But they've still always been better than UK, the caliber of players, simply because in the state of Florida, there are way more better players than there are in the state of Kentucky. So they're always going to have better athletes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. 381-1313 if you want to get in here. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita's. Or call 859-366 888-568-9265. Experimac. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Fall golf is gorgeous at French Lick Resort. Perched on one of the highest points in Indiana, the Pete Dye Course hosted the first ever Senior LPGA Championship this summer. Ask the ladies, the views are spectacular. The venerable Donald Ross Course is looking better than ever as it celebrates its centennial. Go to FrenchLick.com and save with our Hall of Fame package. Play legendary golf at French Lick Resort this fall.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-916-4955. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-916-4955. That's 1-800-916-4955. 1-800-916-4955.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested. So pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by GetSchooled and the Ad Council.
The latest sports news, scores, opinion, and commentary. The kind of stuff that makes you pine for a good old-fashioned locker room towel fight.
Ooh, you know that hurt.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Played unbelievably hard tonight and played winning football. And I really appreciate them and the way they put themselves in a position all week to win the football game. And there's quite a few plays in games, and you never know which ones are going to decide the football game. And there's probably one of 12 plays in there that changed the game. And it's very disappointing that we didn't come up with those plays. The breakdown in communication defensively on the two plays are really a sore spot, because they stick out and it takes away from the great passion and energy that our team played with and played winning football. And we have to get those things fixed, and I accept responsibility for those. And we'll get those plays fixed and do a better job. And so again, I thank the fans. The atmosphere was phenomenal, and greatly appreciate their support and energy. And I know our players did as well. And
yeah, the energy, the atmosphere, it was there. It was there.
It was, and I do think for the rest of the season, Dan, that gives it just has taken the wind out of the sails of the fans a little bit.
Yeah.
And the next two games, it's not a ton to get hyped for, because they should be wins. So, yeah, you should go support the team and watch them win. And they could easily then be 5-1. ain't no shame in 5-1.
Right.
But there was so much invested.
Yeah.
In this one.
Well, Fletcher Page for the Courier-Journal, I heard him the other day throw out a number, and it was going into this game, 13 times under Mark Stoops, Kentucky has had more than 60,000 people in the stands. So, you know, close to sellouts or sellouts. And in those games, Kentucky is 3-10. So now Kentucky is 3-11 in its last 14 games where you've asked the fans, come on,
we need you,
and you give it everything you got, and then it's, ooh. All right, back with NFL Talk with Adam Lefko from Bleacher Report here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh no, I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep, iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita, or call 859-368-9265. Experimat. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
The Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites. Stay away from downed power lines and keep others away as well. If you spot a downed line or need to report an outage, call KU at 800-981-0600. To track restoration, visit lge-ku.com/storm.
How do you see the world?
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, we know that changing how you see things can turn them into
everyday miracles!
Like riding my bike.
Breaking boards!
Hugging my mom!
Every day, for over 90 years, Shriners Hospitals for Children has been sending love to the rescue, regardless of a family's ability to pay.
If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
WLXG Lexington.
An LM Communications broadcasting station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. Both the Ravens and Jags reacted to the recent tweets and comments from President Donald Trump, who denounced those protesting by kneeling during the national anthem. In the first game of the day from London, many players on both sidelines took a knee during the anthem, while others locked arms. Now for an update on the action on the field, here's Bruce Greenberg from London. Bruce?
Yeah, we're late first quarter. Jacksonville has already jumped out to a 10-0 lead. They scored on both of their offensive possessions here in the first quarter. Blake Bortles just fired a 13-yard touchdown pass to tight end Mercedes Lewis. Add to that a 23-yard field goal by Jason Myers. 3.5 minutes to play in the first period. Jacksonville 10, Baltimore nothing.
Bruce Greenberg, thank you, from London. The president tweeted this morning urging fans to, quote, refuse to go to games until players stop disrespecting our flag and country. You will see change take place, fire or suspend, end quote. Meantime, A's catcher Bruce Maxwell, born on a U.S. military base in Germany, the son of an Army veteran, became the first MLB player to kneel for the anthem.
I was on the fence about it because, you know, nobody in baseball has ever done it. You know, I finally got to the point where, you know, I thought,
the inequality of man is being discussed and it's being practiced, from our president. And I feel like the indifference of human beings, and the only way we can come together is by informing.
A's catcher Bruce Maxwell, ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton will start today against the Saints. Packers receiver Jordy Nelson expected to play. Green Bay receiver Randall Cobb is doubtful. Titans running back DeMarco Murray more than likely will play.
The Knicks trade Carmelo Anthony to Oklahoma City. Who got the better of the deal? The guys discuss it with Ryan Russillo Monday at 9 Eastern on Mike and Mike on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Cheer on Joey Votto and your Cincinnati Reds when they take on Andrew Benintendi and the Boston Red Sox at Great American Ballpark, September 22nd through the 24th. Presented by Hershey's Reese's. Catch all the action for as low as $12. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS or visit Reds.com. That's 513-381-REDS or Reds.com.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
Come on, we're going to be late.
Sorry, I can't go. I have to get my oil change. I've been putting it off for too long.
So, we can go right after. The oil change will only take 10 minutes.
Are you kidding? It'll take way longer than that.
Not if you go to Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube, the home of the 10-minute speedy oil change.
Seriously, 10 minutes?
10 minutes. They have 2 drive-up bays at each location just for oil changes. And they won't talk you into repairs you don't need. All those guys have been there forever, so they know what they're doing. But if you do need repairs, they have a full-service garage at the same building.
Yeah, my check engine light has been coming on and off for a couple of weeks. Maybe they can help with that.
They sure can. And whatever the problem, you better believe they can fix it. I've been trusting them with my car for years, and they do it all. And you never need an appointment.
Sweet. I'm on my way to Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube. Wait, where are they?
Boston Road just off Man of War, Versailles Road across from the Pepsi plant, or Winchester Road at the Circle.
We're Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube. Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Well, Mary Jo, we're going to take a break from the misery. We've talked about it for an hour. We've had to sleep on it. We're going to talk about it again.
My stomach hurts.
But it is an NFL Sunday. There's more football to get your mind off of what happened last night.
And some even non-football that we might need to discuss here.
That's right. We bring in the Bleacher Report's Adam Lefko. No, I don't know. Adam lives in Manhattan, so probably on a Saturday night in Manhattan, he's not watching Kentucky, Florida. You didn't catch that game, did you, Adam?
You know what, though? The way the world works these days, it was all over my Twitter. It was all over my Instagram. I just saw people not covering a receiver, and I went, against Florida? Damn, the one team. I didn't need that.
Yeah. Unreal.
And it happened twice!
I know. I'm really sorry for you guys.
Yeah.
It sounds again, like you mean it.
Yeah, no, it's
I know it stinks because that game, I can't imagine what it would do to Lexington. Like, I know that if they beat Florida, Lexington goes wild, and then the rest of your weekend is amazing.
Yes.
And as someone that now has to, like, pick NFL games for Bleacher Report in a public forum where I can get absolutely destroyed, I know what it's like to be successful. And when you do well, it's great. Because that next day sucks if you don't.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the town would have exploded last night had Kentucky finally won the game. And then to lose it, it's just, it ruins the rest of your weekend. People's moods are actually different. They are, especially with Kentucky basketball, as a matter of fact. I mean, that changes the mood for days at a time. But, hey, we're here to talk NFL.
If you'd like to get a quick fix, Blake Bortles is playing on television right now. I mean, what is more fun than that?
Yeah. All right, let's begin with the ridiculousness that is Donald Trump and how he has worked his way into the NFL somehow. Like, he couldn't be the commissioner of the NFL, so he started the USFL, and that didn't work out and failed. So now,
he became the president of the United States.
And now he says, well, it's time for me to, you know, insert myself into this sport. What do you think is going to happen today? Is it going to be just one of those moments that we never forget? One of those days?
Man, you know, there's nothing like waking up and then at 10:07 someone asks you about Donald Trump. It is a difficult discussion. It's not really that difficult. He's been this way the entire time.
Yeah.
What I think we're going to see today, Baltimore, Jacksonville started their game in London, either locked in arms or on a knee. I believe for my Philadelphia Eagles, Malcolm Jenkins and many more will still have their fist raised. I'm curious, to me, if there's kneels and locking arms like we saw in London just now, that won't be that crazy. I think that's like you turn on SportsCenter and they do a quick montage. I think we've seen this before. Do you remember the girl in upstate New York that turned her back on the flag?
Oh, no. I don't.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so there was a story. It was like 5-10 years ago. She didn't believe in the country, and it was like at a small New York college, and she turned her back on the flag. That was an enormous uproar, because I think that visually is an interesting look. I could see that happening today. These are all hypotheticals. I think the comments after the game will be very interesting. Doug Baldwin and other players already releasing statements yesterday. LeSean McCoy and obviously LeBron, athletes like that, commenting on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah.
But I imagine that it will be a lot of football players coming together.
Yeah.
And I think one thing to pay attention to is I'm looking, one, at what owners are saying right now, and thus far from what I've seen, the only owner to actually address the concept of race is Seattle. Everyone else is saying we need football to be a unifying force, which, I'm just going to be honest, it doesn't make any sense. Like, if you're not going to address the issue, then don't say that we need to unify against
it. Yeah.
That's the funny thing with a lot of these owner statements is they're not actually saying what happened. They're just saying, this is a hard time and we need football. And it's like,
I don't understand the risk of speaking out for, I don't understand the risk.
Speaking out, Dan, is financial. Yeah. It's the same reason why Steve Bisciotti of the Baltimore Ravens, when they were deciding whether or not to sign Colin Kaepernick, they had decided as a franchise that they wanted to go with it. But when they talked to the fans, they got a strong pushback from people. And it's not just normal fans. This is what people get wrong. It's about luxury boxes and suites. If they pull out, if sponsors pull out, then it becomes losses of hundreds of thousands, if not billions of dollars. They don't care about Johnny in the 500 level. They care about the big brands. And I think they got pushback like that. And that's the issue is, as a lot of people that do sports talk radio, look, I heard Colin Coward talk about this. He said everybody was taking a side on Trump, and they alienated half of their fan base. Because while half of your fan base despises Trump and thinks he's crazy and is dividing our country, there's a large portion, probably of your listener base too, that voted for the guy. You know, you have to admit percentages and numbers, and they don't want to alienate in what is, in my mind, the most divisive situation that I have seen in my lifetime. Yeah. I have never seen one name or one person or one concept immediately separate two groups of people. And that's what they're afraid of.
No, and I mean, I never imagined in my lifetime, but maybe one of the greatest athletes ever and certainly one of the most influential in LeBron James, calling the president of the United States a bum.
Yeah.
A bum.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking with my parents last week about it, about the word creep. I think the word creep is like really, like it's gross. Like if somebody called me a creep, I would be more offended than if they cursed me out.
Yeah.
And I think bum to me is one of those, just one of those words where if you get called a bum, you think of what a bum is. It's
right.
Like, it's like someone with no purpose. It's someone that's dressed ridiculous. And for LeBron to call
a loser,
looks like
a loser, Adam. It's a loser.
Yeah. A loser is another one of those insults. If somebody calls you a loser. So I think bum, it was funny. Like that was right in the Trump vernacular for LeBron to use that. He actually went to the Trump playbook for that one. But what's the interesting paradigm on that is, here you have LeBron calling out the president immediately, and who is he always compared against? Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And Michael Jordan will never comment on this, and that is why those two are two of the greatest players to ever play that sport, but completely different in how they handle it. Why doesn't LeBron talk? Because of Jordan Brand. Because you have to protect the bag. Because he wants to secure the bag. He doesn't want to lose it. Whereas LeBron goes, it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
And that's the difference, I think, in two generations of basketball.
I would also maybe insert that Trump tends to bring it out. Like, you just cannot stand it anymore. I can't hold my tongue anymore. This is too much. One of the interesting comments was Draymond Green said something like, it's just the most powerful man in the world is worried about what Steph Curry said on Media Day is kind of, you know, funny to me.
You know, hey, look, he cares what's on Fox and Friends in the morning. He cares what's on television. He's an instigator. And what's interesting is I believe in silver linings. I believe in the obstacle is the way. What is the issue will eventually become your path. And I think that our country in 4 to 8 years is going to be wildly different than it is right now. And people are going to get more firmer into their beliefs. And I think it's causing a lot of people that enjoyed passive Twitter activism, where they believed retweeting or liking something make a difference. I believe that's going to start to change. And that will be the benefit that I think comes out of that. But in the meantime, instead of talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars really taking it to the Ravens on a Sunday morning in London, you have to talk about this. That's why everyone that says stick to sports, it's now officially stuck to sports.
Yeah. We're talking with the Bleacher Report's Adam Lefko here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Let's go ahead and dive into the regional team here, the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, they've already fired the offensive coordinator. And Marvin Lewis has been there probably too long now. I mean, is he next? Is he going next? Because, look, you've got Andy Dalton. You've got Gio Bernard. You've got Jeremy Hill. You've got A.J. Green. There are weapons there, yet they can't score.
I am excited to tell you that when my Lefko locks come out in about 2 or 3 hours, that my upset pick of the week is the Bengals over the Packers.
Well, there you go, folks. You heard it here first.
The Bengals, I don't know if they're going to win the game, but I bet them because they're +9. Vegas is expecting the Packers to win by 9. And I think the Bengals are going to be coming off a long week because they played last Thursday in that really bad Houston Texans game. I think when you fire your offensive coordinator in Ken Zampezi and you bring up Bill Lazor, what it does is it makes everyone on the team go on notice. It's an unfortunate thing that someone has to lose their job for others to care more about theirs, but that's what happens. And Bill Lazor comes from the Chip Kelly tree, which means get it to your receivers, get it to your running backs, let them do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you just named all of the wide receivers and running backs. They have weapons. They just were doing dumb stuff with their offensive game plan, and now the hope is that he'll actually get it in their hands. A.J. Green needs to touch the ball a ton. But I think Marvin Lewis, he is the second longest tenured head coach in the NFL, only behind Bill Belichick. There is nobody with more tenure than him. Also realize this, of the other top five coaches, and that includes Mike Tomlin and those guys, Marvin Lewis is the only one that not only doesn't have a Super Bowl win, he doesn't have a playoff win. And that's the discussion that's been going on for Marvin Lewis for more than a decade.
Yeah.
Is this man has never gone to the playoffs and won. All of those losses at the hands of the Texans, all of those other wild card losses when Andy Dalton has come up small, it's got to come to an end now. And I think Andy Dalton's going to play well, but if he doesn't, you need to put in A.J. McCarron. because the Andy Dalton experience has come to an end. We know what he's capable of. We know what he's not capable of. We have seen A.J. McCarron in limited duty, and in that duty, he has looked really strong. And with all the weapons there, you need to get Joe Mixon involved more. Tyler Eifert's going to be out. But if Marvin Lewis doesn't get it done, this is the year, I think, where they really have to evaluate, because this could be the abysmal top five pick in the draft if they don't turn it around.
So after all the Trump stuff, I think really the second most important question looming around the NFL is, will Sam Bradford play again this year?
It's unbelievable. I know you're a Vikings fan. It's unbelievable. This guy goes out there. Now, I think there's a few things in our society that have a name that I think should have a different name. Like, I don't think the fat in food should be called the same thing as what's on my body. Like, they're different stuff. Terminology should be different. I think bone bruise is one of those. Bone bruise sounds so like wimpy. Like I got a bruise on my bone. Just think about it. You have a bruise on your bone. I didn't even know that bones could bruise. So Sam Bradford's going to be dealing with this it sounds like it's going to be like a high ankle sprain, where for like 5 to 6 weeks he slowed down. He's got issues. He's feeling pain. And the scary thing about Sam Bradford, I've always said this, until he gets hit in the pocket, he looks fantastic. Sam Bradford with time is a gosh darn artist. It's fantastic. But in a game, as soon as he gets popped, he changes. He becomes scared. He's looking at the rush. He can't figure it out. And I think when he has an injury, he's even going to be more kind of scared. I'm really curious to see if Teddy can make a comeback.
Yeah.
Because the true thing is Case Keenum doesn't have it. You know, like, we all know that. He can't make the throws. I don't know what kind of athleticism Teddy would have, but he could make all of those throws. We've all seen it. We know he's capable of it. But Sam Bradford, if he comes back, that team is really good. I picked them to win the North, Mary Jo, I swear.
Yeah, me too. And then week one, he looked, like you said, like an artist. He was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, phenomenal. And then now it's over. Game. I have one it's week of enjoyment.
No, I'm telling you, you're going to have more, because I think that defense is really, really good. Who are they playing this week? Tampa Bay?
Yes.
Tampa Bay will be interesting because the Mike Evans-Xavier Rhodes matchup is such a good matchup. Xavier is so good, and he's tall, so we can run with Mike Evans. You know, the question is I think you'll be able to stop their rushing attack because they don't have Doug Martin back with your front seven. The question will be, can Deshaun get loose? Because the one weakness in the Minnesota defense, in my mind, as we saw sort of with Martavis Bryant, if one guy can get a step, he could be gone. Because Trey Waynes does not know how to look at the football. It's a problem. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Pittsburgh and Chicago. We're going to stay in the NFC North. That Bears. They looked okay in week one. Last week, they looked horrible against Tampa. And now here comes Pittsburgh. But it's a home game. Maybe Chicago turns it around here. Or maybe Bud Dupree wreaks havoc on the Chicago backfield.
I think Chicago does play a lot better at home. If you remember last year, Matt Barkley like had him in games till the very end constantly, and that was Matt Barkley. but then again, Mike Glennon right now isn't playing much better than that. I do think the Bears at home are really, really good, and I do think the Steelers' offense is not as great right now as everyone thinks. It has been the defense carrying them, and if Mike Glennon starts throwing it up, guess what? I'm giving him the Andy Dalton treat. It is time for Mitch Trubisky to come in, because he is the future.
Yes.
And you brought in Mike Glennon to protect the football, and yet he's not doing the one thing you brought him in to do, which is protect the football. You've had some injuries lately. Kyle Long's been missing on the O-line, a leader for that team. But the defense has been good. If Glennon keeps turning the ball over, you don't have a chance. I think the Steelers win, but I think the Bears' defense makes the fight.
Well, just because there's a lot of fans in this area or everywhere that root for the Dallas Cowboys, that's the Monday night game at Arizona. Tell us about the Cowboys.
The Cowboys-Cardinals game is one of the hardest games for me to pick because it truly is two teams that have one good side of the ball, and it's rough. For the Cowboys, it's the offensive line. It's the running game. And, you know, look, Dez doesn't look great right now. Dak kind of got a big learning lesson taking on Denver in Denver, a really tough place. Everyone kind of expected the offense to just run all over them. The Denver defense was too big and too fast. I look at the Cardinals and I go, Carson Palmer looks way too old right now. The offense is not clicking. John Brown is out. but that defense is shutting down everybody. The problem is that Matt Stafford came loose 2 weeks ago, and last week the Colts are not a good litmus test for us. I am going with the Cowboys mainly because I don't think the Cardinals can run the ball. And I think that if you can be one-dimensional offense in the NFL, that defense will have an advantage, even if it's the Dallas defense. The other thing, too, I think it's going to come down to field goal kicking. And the Cardinals field goal kicker, Phil Dawson, has missed a field goal in every game thus far, and his longest from 40. And I just know that when this game is going to come down to the wire, and I have a feeling that's going to decide it.
Talking to the Bleacher Report's Adam Lefko here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show. Now, the real reason I called you, Adam, is because the other day I happened to catch you on radio in Louisville, and you're telling these stories, and I'm like, oh, those were awesome. So Mary Jo has no idea about these, but please tell us how you came across 50 Cent the other day or recently.
So, Mary Jo, I've had a chance to have interactions recently with two rap future Hall of Famers, one being 50 Cent. And one being Jay-Z. The first 50 Cent one, because that did happen first chronologically. I was in a car with my girlfriend, and she was driving. And we're coming from Queens back into Manhattan. And as we roll up to a light, I see a blue Rolls Royce pull up. And then I look at it again, and suddenly it's a purple Rolls Royce. It's a Rolls Royce that changes colors, Mary Jo.
Oh,
I didn't know. I hadn't seen it before. It was crazy. And I looked, and in the passenger side, there was a woman, and she had her hand out the window, and she was shaking out her weave. And I look, and I see a hat on the driver, and it says Power. And I said, babe, I said, who could be driving that? She goes, it's probably 50 Cent. He's coming from Queens, jokingly.
Yeah.
We roll up. It's 50 Cent coming from Queens. So as my girlfriend rolls up, by the way, I have to say this now, my girlfriend is black. That's the reason that this reaction happened. She pulls up. 50 Cent leans over his girl in the passenger seat to look at my girl. I'm laying back. I don't even see it. I don't even know what's happening. And 50 Cent goes, hey, what's up, sexy? How you doing? I don't hear this or else I would have reacted.
How do you know he wasn't talking to you?
Because he didn't even see me yet, Mary Jo. He didn't even know I existed. So my girlfriend rolls up and goes, what up, queen? And then 50 goes, you tall chocolate. And as he's saying that, I lean forward, and 50's eyes get so big because he had no idea I was there. And he goes, what the are you doing in that car, man? And everybody
So
laughed.
Wait a minute. So he's been shot nine times. But he sees you in a car and loses it, right?
Well, I just caught him off guard. Yeah, he's hitting on his woman.
Yeah, he wasn't scared. He just it didn't make sense to him.
Yeah.
It did not process. But I said, man, I'm just trying to live. And he said, hell yeah. And then his girl leaned forward and goes, you better take care of her. And I was like, okay, I got it. I don't need lessons right now. So then they eventually rolled away, and that was our
What meeting. Color was the car when they rolled away?
It became green. It was crazy.
Oh my
no,
gosh.
No, it didn't.
I don't know. No, it wasn't like painting. It was like you ever see those the lizards or the paint job where it changes in the light?
Mm-hmm.
It was that.
Yeah.
So then last Friday, my girlfriend is a huge Jay-Z fan, knows every song, every lyric. She recently purchased a pink Rockefeller jacket at a pop-up shop a few months ago and has never had a place to wear it. There was never the appropriate time. So Jay-Z was performing at the Meadows in Queens, and it was a festival. My friend got us in, and we were hanging out, drinking, having a great time, and we snuck really up close for the Jay-Z show. You know, Mary Jo, you guys can do this. Women can continue to move up in a crowd, mm-hmm. and guys let it happen. Mm-hmm. As soon as their man comes in behind them, everyone's trying to stop that dude. So the entire section hates us already. Like, they despise us.
Right.
Jay-Z starts, it's fantastic. About 45 minutes in, he starts walking to our side of the stage, and I go to my girlfriend, I go, give me your jacket. And I take the jacket, and I hold it straight over my head. And while Jay-Z is rapping, he points directly at me, lets out his famous Jay-Z laugh, and then keeps going. And the entire section that hated me is now turning to me and going, oh, my God. Like, everybody, because it was on the big screen, all that
stuff. Nice.
15 minutes later, Jay-Z is walking back, and he's ready to play his Black album, so he's ready for people to really party and dance. and jump around and punch each other, apparently. And he comes back and he goes, hey, where's that man in the tight pink Rockefeller shirt? Where is he? And everyone now is looking at me and my girlfriend. And he goes, everybody make a circle around him. And I'm telling you, Mary Jo, they were treating me like an alien spaceship was hovering overhead, and they were getting ready to beam us up. Like, my girlfriend looked at me and was like, I think we're in the Illuminati now. Like, we had chosen. Like, we like, somebody had to come in and take us. It was ridiculous. We were stunned. We were shocked. He goes back to the other side, and we're looking at each other, and we're stunned. And he comes back, and he goes, Pink Rockefeller, you ain't done, blank, never mind. And then goes into the music right away. Apparently, he had asked for the entire section to create a mosh pit around us and beat us up. We didn't hear that part. We thought we were having brunch with Jay and Bay, but no, he was telling everybody.
Now, you'll be dead in a week.
Yeah. Mosh pit, Jay-Z show, Queens, Adam in the middle and his girlfriend.
Yeah, so it was great. The funny thing is, my girlfriend probably would have done better in the mosh than I did. But it was it was a hell of an experience. And we're waiting for the invitation for brunch from Jay, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, Adam, living the dream, man. Thanks for cutting out some time on a Sunday for us here.
Hell yeah, guys. I hope Kentucky turns it around. I hope it all makes sense. I love you guys very much. And, the Jags are up 13-0. Life is crazy.
Keep living the dream, Lefko.
Have a good day, man. Right.
Love you guys. See ya.
All right, see ya. Adam Lefko from Bleacher Report here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We blew through a break there because just Adam's entertaining and fun. But all your calls right now after the break on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
See, very intrigued by the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
What kind of state are we in? Like, I just want to ask a very simple question. Who am I hosting Highly Questionable with?
The only guy available.
Okay, so you.
Me.
Okay.
So happy. Okay. The next 3 days, baby.
All right, so Stu Gatz is Highly Questionable.
The Dan Le Batard Show, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm often asked to describe myself. It's an interesting question. For over 30 years, my fights have been against giants, insurance companies, the makers of unsafe products, tobacco and pharmaceutical companies, BP in the great oil spill, and companies who defraud consumers and their own employees. I fight the powerful for the powerless, and our results speak for themselves. We have recovered billions and billions and billions of dollars for our clients, $1.2 billion in one case alone. I risk millions of dollars of my own money in case costs fighting these wrongdoers. I spent $10 million in Florida to pass a constitutional amendment to allow sick and injured people to use medical marijuana. I would describe myself as a fighter who hates to lose. If you want a fighter, call me on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/deal. That's ZipRecruiter.com/deal. ZipRecruiter.com/deal.
HelpWantedLexington.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
Oil change, tune-up, change of belt, fix your brakes. Anything you need, usually on the same day. Just ask, we can do that too. We're Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube.
At Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube, we can do that too. From routine maintenance to major repairs, we do it all. Whether it's a drive-through 10-minute speedy oil change or any automotive repair, Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube is the only name you need to know. Brake repair and service, batteries, total electric, ignition, starting and charging systems, steering, suspension, air conditioning and heating, or just a broken door handle. We can do that too. With three convenient Lexington locations, come see why so many people trust Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube for all their vehicle maintenance and service needs.
Just ask, we can do that too. We're Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube. Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube.
There's a name for people who don't like sports. We tell you, but our mother said not to use those words.
Dirty, Perkish, Harkabat, Flatten, Borton, Syllabunker, Barton, Perkaluma.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, plenty of calls to get to. Double D's been waiting forever.
Yeah.
Double D, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for sticking with us here, sticking through the half hour of NFL talk. And now it's back to the Cats. What do you got?
Guys, that's no problem at all. You know that. I follow you both, and we have been down the road together a couple of times. So, hey, no problem. I'll wait all day long.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Hey, a couple of things. Number one. And I understand, the political climate, all this stuff, and I just want to get this out of the way. It's been sitting on my chest for about 2 years now with all this mess going on. All these professional athletes have to remember that the men and women who have fought, wore the uniform, died, bled,
right,
and everything, have given them the opportunity to make millions of dollars playing a child's game.
I definitely see that side of it.
And get over all this stuff. You can make a political statement somewhere else, but when you're in that arena or that stadium, at least pay homage to those men and women because they have.
But do you? I don't want to argue on this, but do you really think you'd really believe that their protest is against American military?
It's hard to say, but here's the problem.
I don't think it is at all. I think they've told you exactly what it is. It's about racial inequality.
Right.
Things like that. It's not about we don't support the military.
And when Kaepernick started this out, when Kaepernick started, I was against it too. I had your exact point of view, Double D, same way. And it bothered me. I think I said at the time, like, if you don't like this country, then leave. You know, that was my thought on it. But since this thing has evolved and progressed, it is clear that this movement, this thing they're doing, is drawing more attention to the issue that they want it to draw attention to than anything else that they can really do. So I think the only way they could take a stand against what they're seeing is by saying, the guy who's running this country doesn't stand for the things that I believe America stands for, and therefore I'm protesting this way, and that's how it gets everybody's attention. I know that these people don't feel like they're dishonoring the military. I know that feels like that to a lot of people, including you apparently, but I don't think that's their intent anymore.
I've got a brother who's still in the military, who has seen action overseas.
Yeah.
And so do a lot of these NFL players have family in the military who fought for this country to be able to speak your mind freely. Mm-hmm.
Well,
right?
I think my point is, Mary Jo, though, is this. There is a better form to do that than this. Because I remember the brouhaha.
But the better form that you're thinking, the better form that you're thinking is quietly so we don't see it.
No.
Right?
No,
they're doing it in the most public way so that they can actually force change. That's when people notice it, is when it's in your face. That's how you get change to happen. You don't protest inside your house because then it doesn't offend people.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, remember when Charles Barkley came out and said, I am not a role model, period.
Yeah.
There was a big stink about that because he said he's not a role model. But in reality, whether you know it or not, you know, at a little country radio station like I started at, I was a role model for three kids in my county. Never knew. One of them was killed in a car wreck because his mom told me at his visitation.
Mm.
So you act a certain way, and people know that. And that's why there's so much disrespect for everything, and I see it at high school games, I've seen it at middle school games, I've seen it at church, God forbid, it's just everything. But I don't want to talk about it, turn this into a political thing, because I really want to talk about the cats last night. And that's just the thing that bothers me, and I guess I'm old-fashioned, you know.
Yeah,
I'm a bit older than both of you guys, so.
Well, you can go ahead and talk about the cats.
But the cats thing, I wanted to just absolutely, I think I threw up three times.
I know. I at least felt like it if I didn't do it.
But the thing is this. If you've noticed the close calls Kentucky's had within the last 10, 12 years against Florida, there has been an official's decision that has played heavily into it. I'm not blaming the officials.
Right.
Because I've talked to officials. You call holding on every play. Pass or run, you call holding on every play.
You could. That call could go either way.
It could go either way. But there were two touchdowns that happened without a ref.
Well, that just burned me up, too. I can't believe he came out with two timeouts and missed the guy and left the guy uncovered. But we got away from C.J. Conrad, too.
That, too. Mm-hmm. I think I said that.
That could guard him.
And it's always open. That's always there.
He's such a weapon. He is such a weapon.
You know. And then, you know, I finally got, after the turnover, every other offensive coordinator, now Eric Green has been known to do that when he was at Cincinnati and other places, to go for, not the home run ball, but go big after a turnover. For some reason last night, he chose not to.
Yeah.
On first down. We got very predictable on first down when we got the double-digit lead. I thought, and I know if Coach Grant could go back and look at it, he'll go, I probably shouldn't have done that. But hindsight doesn't.
Well, they've got to learn from this.
Big Blue Nation's feeling this morning.
They've got to learn from this. Lesson to me is let Stephen Johnson be your winning quarterback. Let him lead you. Don't put restraints on him.
No, I think he made some poor reads off the RPOs too last night.
Yeah, but you can live with that over running the ball three straight times after a turnover for three and out.
I thought we should have gone for it on first down immediately after the turnover. What's Florida going to do defensively? They're going to come after you to try to get the momentum back.
Yeah.
And they did.
But they know you're trying to eat clock. They know what's coming. Right. So they're loading up. So, you know, hit them with something.
And I know Stoops wants to run the ball and be physical, but there comes a time sometimes after a turnover, you got to go for it. Go after them.
Yeah. I'm totally
Another
agree.
Point from last night as well is I sat there and listened to Jordan Rogers. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know. It was brutal.
That's like an 8 o'clock class after a long night of cramming for a test or something later on the next day of college, and your professor goes right down the syllabus and never changes his voice.
But also gets everyone's name wrong in the process.
I wanted to snooze back. Well, they're sitting there going, you can't lose your mind. Well, Dan, I know this. I actually was talking to him last night during the game. How could you not see as an official? A guy spit on another kid. Nobody wants to be spit on.
Yeah.
And I caught it on television.
Yeah.
And you're 2 yards away and you can't see that?
Yeah. I know.
Oh. And no, I can't blame Bundy for losing his mind, because I got spit on as a player by an opponent. And I'm usually pretty level-headed, Mary Jo, right? But, you know, you've got to call it. That is the most demeaning thing an opponent can do to an opponent on another team. It's demeaning. You can punch me in the face in front of 80,000 people. That's not demeaning to me. But spitting on me, that's a difference.
It is. You're right. Hey, we got to move on, Double D. Appreciate it.
Right. Thanks, Darren.
Thanks. 3-1-13-13 if you want to get in here. Let's get to Jack. Alabama. They didn't have trouble with Vanderbilt yesterday.
This is what we told you, Jack.
I missed the boat on that, didn't I? Kentucky was the better team until the coaching staff decided not to get involved.
That's true. Mm. It's true. They let their players down yesterday, I feel like.
Yeah.
I think they know it, too.
I listened to Larry Glover. My gosh, he was livid. He's not like he is in his new time slot. He was livid last night.
I bet. Well, you had to be. You had to be over that. You had to be. Yeah.
My wife was sitting next to me, and I think a lot of people got the same feeling. When it was 27-14 and they scored, or Florida scored, she slammed her bottle of wine down and looked at me, and she said, "They're going to lose this." And it was 27-21. I said, "You."
Yeah. And that's literally how you have to watch a Kentucky-Florida game, is with a bottle of wine. Not glass. You need to be drinking straight out of a bottle.
Yeah.
Well, that's what she does.
Well, I'm telling you, I had a buddy of mine who was texting me, you know, trying to be encouraging. Like, you just need a field goal. That's all you got to do is get a field goal. You're in, you know, don't. It's all right. I'm like, no. We've seen this movie so many times before. Thanks, but yeah, this is not happening.
Do either one of you remember the movie Bagger Vance, or did you see it?
Yes. I didn't see it. I remember it, but I don't think I've ever actually
There's
watched
a line
it.
From Matt Damon. He's talking to Bagger, Will Smith, and he hits a bad shot, and he says, "This is getting ugly." And Will looks at him, Bagger looks at him and says, "No, sir, this has been ugly for a long time." I'm really sorry for the Kentucky fans. I am. I said I was watching the pyrotechnics. They were ready, and I honestly thought Kentucky was going to win. I was just horsing around with you yesterday. I really thought Kentucky was going to win that game. And as I said, if the coaching staff had, how in the world can a man be wide open? Nope, you could draw a circle around 15 yards of that kid, and he's wide open.
Not only that, but he's physically waving his arms.
Yeah.
To let everyone know.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody covering me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a bad look.
Yep. Well, have a good week. Enjoy your show.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. And now let's get to Steven. Steven, good morning. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I'm telling you what, Donald Trump's not going to ruin my morning. This morning's sucking up as it is. I ain't saying a word about it. He is not interjecting into my morning anymore.
I know he's not going to affect my flag football game for my kids this afternoon, so I'm good.
No, he's not. Oh, no, he's pretty good at doing that. I wouldn't rule that out yet. I'm telling you, it's like, here's the thing, guys, before I get to the game, it's like, this is now an 800-pound gorilla in UK football. It's like, damn, you know, we could go to a bowl game. Who cares? Florida's beaten us 30 times in a row. Mary Jo, you know, we might win 9 games this year. Who cares? Florida's beating us 31 times in a row. It's just, it's like, until we do it, this is just, it feels like it's going to color everything with Kentucky football and the success we'll have. You know
what
I'm saying?
It poisons the mind.
Yeah. And until we do it, I will believe that we can't do it until it happens.
I can't, it's like, I'm always picking Florida. I wish I could say I was upset as many of your callers, but I wasn't. My heart has been hardened over the years that, like, I'm just like, I saw this coming. I knew it was coming. I could see it coming. You know, I literally sat there and knew it was coming, and it did. It was just that. I'll tell you, the moment I knew, and I wish I had the names of the players,
But when the Florida player, it was third and six in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And the Florida quarterback threw it to the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Two of our defenders are right there. Had him dead to right.
Yeah.
They had him, guys. And he shakes them off and gets the first down. To me, right there, we never recover. Because if you stop Florida right there, I don't think they have the comeback in them, you know?
Yeah, I said earlier on the show, I saw a picture of a freeze frame of that the moment he catches the ball.
Right.
And there's Chris Westry. There's Mike Edwards. Courtney Love is about 8 yards away. But it shows where he catches the ball and where the first down marker is about 10 yards. And there are four UK players within that 10 yards.
In between him and the marker.
Yes, in between him and the first down. And
That's the game.
And it's you just hate to say, and you hate it for the players because these players haven't been here 30 years, neither is Stoops, but you can't help but say that's such a Kentucky thing.
It is.
Yeah.
It's so Kentucky. And I know that Steven Johnson is not so Kentucky football for 30 years. Like, that's not just on him, but it is. I know you got to change that mindset.
Right. That's part of what Stoops wants to do.
But at the end of the day, that you're still like, how are we going to lose this game?
Right.
And then we found a crazy ways to lose it.
Yeah, completely.
I mean Stoops said, he said when he first got here, he says, I need everyone. I need everyone. I need the fans. I need the media. It's going to take all of us to change this culture. Well, he's begun to change it. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But you can't change the culture until you change that. And the only way you can change that is stop doing the stupid stuff that makes you go, that's so Kentucky. But it just keeps happening.
He had it last night. How many people were there last night? 65,000?
63-something,
63,000 last night.
And they were jacked up the whole game, weren't they?
Yes, that was. I was in the crowd, and like I'm telling you, that they were ready, Mary Jo. You were not going to get this opportunity again to get something. What's coming? I'm serious. There are going to be good games, no doubt. But what game with the cultural impact that this win could have had coming up? That you're just like,
this win would have been the line in the sand, the dividing moment. We have changed.
They had that opportunity last year against Georgia.
Yeah, it's different.
Same thing. There wasn't a losing streak to Georgia that was on the line, but last year it was the same thing. Everybody, we need everybody. Everybody came out. Everybody gave great energy. The atmosphere from start to finish was the same. Everybody standing. Everybody cheering. Yeah. They had Georgia on the ropes. Had they won the game, you're talking about a potential SEC East title. It just set up everything. It changed the whole outlook, changes the culture, says you're a contender, and you lose that game on a last-second field goal. So once again, here comes another monumental opportunity. All week the talk is Kentucky's in the driver's seat of the SEC East. Kentucky's playing as well as anybody in the league. Dan Mullen says Kentucky's probably the second-best team in the East behind Georgia. Four of the five people on game day pick Kentucky. I mean, it's happening. It's going to happen. The fans are ready for it. It is happening. And then Kentucky becomes Kentucky again.
And listen, like, Stephen, you've been there, but I know you've been there so many times before, and you're not alone. Like, nobody is more destroyed today than those players.
Right.
Like, nobody. They are destroyed. But time and time again, they ask the fans to do this. They ask the fans to change their seats so we can get a better stadium. They ask you to pay more money. They ask you to be loud. They ask you to come and do this, and we need you. And then it's like Dan said yesterday, it's like Lucy with the football. Yeah. It just gets pulled away, and then it's so hard. Every time that happens, it's harder to go back for that ask.
Right. Yeah.
It's harder to go back and ask, we need you against, even though that's what being a fan should be and all of that, and I get it. But it's been too many times and too many years and too many stupid things. It's hard.
I've heard a lot of the Tennessee fans complain about this last week. And, you know, I feel like it's our turn this week. Florida's not a good team this year, guys. They're very average at best. Like, they have a good running back, and that's about the only great thing you can really say about that team. You know, I mean, that's what kills you. It's like, this is a very average Florida team. You know, it's like, we got the players to beat them this year.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
this was the year. I mean,
well, no, I mean, it wouldn't have been a fluke. Like, they looked like the better team. You know, they.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Look here. I have my father-in-law has had season tickets since Commonwealth opened.
Right.
He's been going to the games before that. I mean, lifelong fan. The man is, I think, 70 years old now. He gave up his tickets this year. He's not going back because he's tired of. He's even told me sometimes I can't watch it. I'm not going to watch it. But then he'll watch the game twice. You know what I mean? So he can't keep himself from going back. But he wants to so badly say to the wife that's cheated on him all these years. Yeah. You know, I'm done with you. I'm leaving. I'm quitting you. I'm leaving. And then you draw me back in, and then you cheat on me again.
I can't quit you.
I can't quit you, babe.
Can't quit you.
Yep.
But I think on a humorous note, I just want to end. I just want to say this about Notre Dame. Typically, I don't enjoy 59-0 beatdown, but that Alabama, I enjoyed that, guys. Like, Alabama deserved to do that yesterday. That was a completely stupid move on Vanderbilt's part. Really?
Yeah.
You're Vanderbilt. You're not going to beat Alabama. It's not happening. There are maybe 2-3 teams in the whole country that could beat Bama, and Vanderbilt is not one of them. Yeah. I feel comfortable in saying that.
Don't poke the elephant.
No,
yeah, had Vanderbilt's player not said you're next Alabama, that game might have been like 31-16 or something. But once they said that, it was like, we're going to put our foot on your throats. And then,
much.
Like...
And then Indomik and Sue it and rub it in a little
Yeah,
bit.
Right.
Exactly. And if somebody put up a GIF, someone said of what Vandy players are doing to that one play, and they put up a GIF from Full Metal Jacket. You know when they're beating Vincent D'Onofrio up, when they hold him down in bed, and they're beating him up with the pillows and all
yeah.
that? They said what Vanderbilt players are doing to that one play in the locker room right now. But that was entertaining to watch.
Yeah. Brutal. Hey, thanks, Steven.
Yeah, thank you, Steven. Guys. All right, do we need to take a break or are we going to? No, keep rolling. All right, Al's on the line. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Al.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
Let me try to extract maybe a few positives out of this. One.
Good luck.
The season is still long.
Yeah.
And you can't recover by beating Louisville and going to a bowl game and finish the season with maybe 4 losses. The other thing is that there are Florida fans that also know that they have a streak. They are just as passionate about winning against Kentucky as we are about ending the streak. You know, so you got people out there that probably know that there's a 30-game losing streak. But, you know, with that said, I think that Coach Stoops did make some elementary coaching flaws. You don't leave a guy wide open twice. Three times, even dating back to the game against Vanderbilt some several years ago, that you got to get those things tightened up. It's just one of those Charlie Brown Lucy moments, one of those Three Stooges moments when Sterling's on the 1 yard line and run back to the other.
It is. It's one line. Of those things where you say, well, that's only Kentucky. That's Kentucky.
It's only Kentucky, Mary Jo. I'm 24 years old when they last beat them. Well, in my 20s when they last beat them. There's probably been 3,000 roster players over a 30-year period that has never been vindicated by beating Florida that played in years past as well. So there's so many things that you can attach to 30 years, you know what I'm saying? And at that time, during that period of time, Mary Jo, you was doing great anchor work at a local TV station. So
that's right, I was, Al.
Yes, you were. So you guys do a great job on the radio, and maybe when we talk this time next year, maybe things will be reversed, hopefully.
Hey, move the game to November so it'll be cold when those guys come up here.
I think if they played in Alaska, I think we still might be.
Yeah, no. We'd slip on a glacier or something.
There'd be a seal that would sneak in and cause a fumble or something, yeah.
I think you're right, Dan. Well, y'all guys, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks,
all right,
Al. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you a lot. All right, bye-bye.
Well, just like we knew, it was going to be a rough show. And it was. Like, I had, it's gut-wrenching to kind of relive it.
The bigger picture, of course, as Al was trying to say, that there are some positives. Yes. The bigger picture is you still got a chance to go into that bye week 5-1. I mean, Missouri is a dumpster fire. I mean, gosh, their coach yesterday, all those comments he made. I mean, And then Eastern Michigan, you have to win that game. It's at home. So you're still looking at a one-loss team through the first six games. And you have, you know, Vanderbilt and Tennessee and Ole Miss. I mean, those are the only games that I see that are that Kentucky. I mean, I think Kentucky will be favored against Tennessee and Ole Miss and Vanderbilt. I think it's possible. But I don't think they'll be favored at Mississippi State, and they're not going to be favored at Georgia, obviously. But you still have a shot here to win.
And you got Louisville here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still have an 8-win season.
Right there in front of you.
9-win season, yeah. Still there. And the good news is this team is definitely better. They're a better defensive team. The offense looks like it's fine. They have the pieces. But just stinks.
Yeah.
Just stinks.
This one hurts.
It does. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Have a great week, folks.
Sunday night is football night. We top off your NFL Sunday with a primetime pigskin matchup. We're live from the nation's capital, where Derek Carr leads his resurrected Raiders against Kirk Cousins and the Redskins. We've got the action live. The only station in Lexington where you can hear the NFL is on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, Fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meet.
You need some rims for your ride, then go to Rim Time. You need some rims for your ride, then go to Rim Time. You need some rims for your ride, then go to Rim Time.
You've heard it for years. 30 is the new 20. Well, now it's really true at Rim Time, since all you need is $30 to get some 20s on your ride during their 30-30 sale. Choose a set of select 20s for just $30 down, then only pay $30 a week. Just 30 bucks, plus tax and road hazard. Hurry, this 30-30 sale ends soon. Use their 120-day cash plan. Get free balance, rotation, even locks and lugs. Plus, they're your bent wheel repair experts. Located at 207 West New Circle.